But let's talk some football, shall we? Derrick Brown of the Carolina Panthers. He was the 7th overall pick back in 2020. This is a guy that had a big, kind of underwhelming start to his career. Then he had a really good season in 2022 and 2023. 2024, he got hurt the first game of the year, missed the entire season. This past year, Derrick Brown, 73 tackles as a defensive end and a guy that plays in the middle. 5 sacks, 7 pass deflections, and a forced fumble. He had a great season. That's a big reason why that Panthers defense took a big step forward this year and helped them to win the NFC South and get to the playoffs. Well, Derrick Brown is talking about his quarterback on the Green Light podcast with Chris Long, and here's what he had to say about Bryce Young and all the doubters that still exist.
I would never want to be a quarterback in the NFL. It might be the worst job to have.
How excited are you guys to see him kind of round that corner?
Yeah, man, he's our guy. We ride and not all the way through. And, you know, that's one of those things that people don't want to admit how good he's becoming because they have to go back and admit how wrong they were, right? So, I mean, as we all know, people don't like doing that. He took the bench in, and, man, he just came into work every single day and killed it. He didn't care. He went right back to doing what he does. To him, it was about playing football. And I'm going to be honest, like, I know everybody's got an opinion about him, but I would never want to be a quarterback in the NFL. It might be the worst job to have. It's the highest paying, but it is the worst job to have in the NFL. So, man, you know, I salute Bryce every single day on, you know, just dealing with all the outside noise and then still being able to come in there and be efficient in the work.
Yeah, I mean, look, for if I'm getting paid $50 million, which is basically the kind of the going rate for any good starting quarterback in the NFL, I mean, I'll deal with any outside noise. I'll deal with whatever it freaking takes if I'm making $1 million a week, PJ. But look, Derrick Brown makes a good point here. There is a lot of doubters about Bryce Young, and he had one of the worst starts to his career that you could ever imagine. I mean, let's just play back his rookie season here from a couple of years ago really quickly. In 2023, Bryce Young, 11 touchdown passes, 10 interceptions, and he played basically every game. He was just downright brutal. And the C.J. Stroud picked at number 2 to the Texans. It looked like the Panthers had whiffed again. The start of 2024, he was so bad again, he gets benched for Andy Dalton and only gets the starting job back because Andy Dalton gets in a car wreck and injures his thumb. And since then, Bryce Young's been pretty good. Like, he was great at the end of the season. He finished the year in the last, coming off their bye week, the last 7 games of 2024, Bryce Young had 11 touchdown passes, 3 interceptions, and was averaging like 220 yards a game. This season, he throws for 3,000 yards, not elite, but 3,000 yards, 23 touchdowns, 11 picks, and a completion percentage of 64%, way up from his first 2 seasons, and the Panthers make the playoffs. And Bryce Young played some pretty good football this year. So I want to ask you, how high should expectations be for Bryce Young this season? Should the Panthers be expected to win the NFC South, considering his progression last season? Are we expecting at least another 3,400 yards, 25 touchdowns? And I guess also, where would you rank Bryce Young in your quarterback hierarchy going into 2026? Because I feel like I was forced to kind of put some more respect on his name after what they did. There wasn't any flukiness about that, and he had some good weapons around him for sure. Tet McMillan, the rookie of the year, they needed to give him weapons because for so long they didn't have any. They got a decent run game with Chuba Hubbard, and remember Rico Dowdle having the season he had last year. I still don't know about Xavier Leggett. Guy can't catch a football. Their tight ends still don't give a lot of inspiration to me, but Jalen Coker took a big step forward at the end of last season. I think Bryce Young is probably, at worst, the 18th best quarterback in football, which, again, I know is not saying much, but, like, at the beginning of last year, I'm like, dude, this guy stinks. He's one of the worst quarterbacks in football. There's no way that they've got a contract extension coming from him anytime soon. They picked up his 5th-year option, so they're paying him $25 million. We'll probably get a contract extension next year for Bryce Young, but, like, this could be a big step forward for Bryce Young. Are you expecting that, or do you think he's still kind of mid?
I think your ranking of 18 is about right. He's somewhere in that 18 to 20 range. If there are 32 teams in the NFL, I don't think he's towards the top half. He's towards the top of the bottom half in that 18 and 20 range. I think the biggest thing for Bryce, Pat, that I've really noticed throughout his NFL career is how much he has struggled on the road as opposed to at home. Even though the stats on the road are a lot better, you got to keep in mind a lot of that is in garbage time. A lot of that is when his team is trailing by a lot. Pat, you just look at the season that they had last year, and they had some nice upsets at home. They beat Atlanta 30-0. They beat Dallas 30-27. They beat the Rams 31-28. They beat Tampa 23-20. They were an auto bet for me. When they were a home dog, I would bet Carolina, and normally they'd win the game and Bryce would play really well. And Bryce is one of those quarterbacks that are his best games are when he doesn't do a lot. His best games are when he goes 19-25. For two touchdowns and he only throws for 205 yards. The games when you're asking Bryce to throw for 350 and he's got to chuck it 50 times, that's when he gets himself into trouble. So I want to see more consistency on the road, Pat, even though they've been good at home. I mean, they're not going to accomplish anything if they can't go on the road and compete. So I think that's the biggest leap I want to see out of Bryce and the Panthers. And I think it's telling the fact that they won the division last year. And yet, they're, according to the odds makers at BetMGM, they have the third best odds to win it this year. Tampa's your favorite, plus 175. Saints are plus 280. Panthers are plus 300. And the Falcons are plus 375. I think we all agree this is one of the most competitive divisions in the NFL in terms of you could make a case for any one of those four teams can win it. Carolina, again, under Bryce, they've been very good at home, which I think works in his favor. I just want to see some more consistency on the road. I don't think I would pick Carolina to win the division again this season. I don't think I'd pick them to go to the playoffs again. But I do think you're going to see Bryce continue to improve and continue to get better. The Tet McMillan pick was terrific for him and his development, and obviously helped him improve as a passer. I think he'll continue to get better again this year, Pat. But my biggest thing for Bryce and Carolina, man, I just want to see them be a more consistent and better team on the road, because it feels like maybe more than any other team in the NFL, they are just night and day. They can beat anybody when they're in Charlotte, and when they go on the road, it feels like you don't like them against anybody unless they're playing one of the two or three worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree. And I think getting that consistency is going to be a big part of his game this year, incorporating that consistency. I mean, hell, as a team, they've got to get that consistency because, yeah, you mentioned it. I mean, they were Jekyll and they were freaking Hyde, man. But, again, like the game that they had against the Cowboys, Bryce Young throws 203 touchdowns. They run all over Dallas. Remember, on the road at Atlanta, he threw for 448, three touchdowns. That was probably the one game where it wasn't garbage time. They beat the Rams in week 13. It was at that point when they beat the Rams in week 13, I was like, all right, we got to start getting, like, this team's frisky. They're frisky, and we're seeing a quarterback that's getting more confidence, that's got some good weapons to throw to, and that finally has a good offensive coordinator, that knows what they're doing and knows what the identity of this offense is, and that's Brad Idzik. So, he's going into his, his first year as the offensive coordinator last year. So I'm excited about what this offense is going to look like. And I think Bryce Young, he takes, even if it's just a small step forward, I think this team, 9 wins, maybe 10 wins, and they're looking at repeating as division champions. I don't think Tampa Bay should be division favorite. I think that team is, if it's not for Baker Mayfield, like, there is nothing that excites you about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm sorry.
I agree with you. I understand the excitement around New Orleans. I think we saw enough out of Tyler Shuck for there to be excitement. And Pat, let's be honest. If the season is 2 weeks longer last year, New Orleans probably wins that division. Remember, Carolina won it off a crazy tiebreaker because of the things that happened in week 18. And it all came down to that Atlanta and New Orleans game. But the Saints were playing the best ball of anybody in that division. So I think, people are looking at the ascension of Shuck and Kellen Moore in year two. Defense gets a little bit better. They got Tyson now to improve the offensive side of the ball. New Orleans, I definitely think the upside is there and people see the potential with them. Atlanta is very intriguing to me. I mean, we do this every year with the Falcons, but like the top end talent on that team. And I'm a Stefanski guy, Pat. I do think he's a good football coach. I certainly think he is a big improvement over Raheem Morris. We know it's a quarterback-driven league, and whether it's Penix or whether it's Tua, you got to obviously get competent quarterback play. I do think the defense is going to be improved, and offensively, again, I mean, you're talking about one of the top backs in Bijan. You're talking about a number one wide receiver in Drake London, and Kyle Pitts had his moments this past year, finally, at tight end. Their offensive line's above average as well. I think for me, the bets in that division would be New Orleans or Atlanta because of the price. But I'm with you, man. Tampa, I want no part of them, and I do not think they should be the favorite.
310-840-4910 is the phone number to join the show. You can call, you can text your thoughts on Bryce Young. What are your expectations for him? Where would you rank him going into the 2026 season? And what are your thoughts on the Carolina Panthers going into this season? All right, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue to talk some football. We'll chat with Chris Franklin, who covers the NFL for NJ.com. We got a bunch of good questions to ask him, especially because there has been some big juicy news here over the last 48 hours. So we'll continue to talk some football when we return. I'm Pat Boyle. He's PJ Glasser in for Brad Evans. This is BetMGM Tonight right here on Westwood One Sports.